Yeah, because my English is just like primary five, right?
都唔係 OK 嘅你嘅 English，
yeah,
因為我同阿 Cherry 兩個咧一齊合作去做一樣嘢，但係一陣再講你。
好啦，咁我哋會點解會請到阿 Cherry 過嚟咧？咁啊原來咧就係話 Mountain Bike 咧，佢就好勁噶啦
嚇。
咁但係咧，原來佢去開發咗一個方法係嘛？
係啊
，OK。一个方法点样教啲小朋友去玩单车会玩得好啲嘅咧，同埋安全啲咧 ？What we talking about? Okay, Brian and you, okay, create a a kind of method to teach the kid, like the kid outside, right? Okay, to learn how cycling.
Yes,
more safety.
How to slowly begin to approach cycling from a young age, but two-wheel cycling.
Two-wheel cycling.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.Hello, Cherry. How you introduce the story behind?
Yes.
What is Strider for?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Ricky. Okay. So basically, what we do, we're now able to teach children as young as 2 years old.
Even 2 years old is okay.
Yes. 2 years old is fine. How to ride a two-wheel bicycle.Previously, you know, when you learn to ride bikes or when you and I learned to ride a bike, we had those silly little balancing wheels that hung off the back wheel to actually hold your bike up for balancing.
So, no 輔助轆.
No training wheels, no.
No. Before what, from history, okay, we just know that if we don't know cycling, okay, there are two wheels.
The training wheels, yep.
Yeah, training
you
wheel.
You need to use those, no more.
But that is a really wrong concept, right?
That's right, you know.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a wrong concept. It's just basically now it's a redundant concept. It's quite old-fashioned. Mm. And, well, the Strider bike is a pretty new concept, actually, and it's a really good way to teach the kids of actually how to balance and steer a two-wheel bicycle without ever having to use those training wheels. So basically the kids' legs and their feet are on the ground, so they're in control at all times. So, you know, if they get a little bit wobbly, they can just put their feet down on the ground, and it's a very slow and steady and safe way to learn how to ride on two wheels.
Okay, so you said that, okay, that even from 2 years old is okay, right?
Yes.
Okay, but if for the a little bit
older, yeah. So what about children who are a bit older? How old can they go
to? How old, yeah?
Yeah, that's a good question. For the actual bicycle, they can adjust for children actually younger than two down to about 18 months.
18 months to
but we actually recommend that they start class at about 24 months because they're a little bit more responsive to actual learning the lessons and they're a bit more, you know, physically coordinated and stronger and they take to the program a little bit easier. So the bikes actually can adjust up to children from up to about 5 years old. Even, you know, the Asian children, they're a little bit smaller than, say, the American kids who they're designed for. So...You know, in Japan, the kids up to 7 years old use the same bike. So we actually just adjust the seat and the handlebars up to the right height to suit the kids up until about, you know, 5 or 6 years old here in Hong Kong.
Okay. If we have interest to let our kid to join the course, how we can join the course?
That's a very good question. We've got a YouTube channel, we've got a Facebook page, and we've got a website. You just simply need to search Strider Learning.
Strider?
We're actually called the Strider Early Learning Program. Okay. So if you just search Strider Learning on Facebook, you can find us, or Strider Learning on Yahoo or Google search, you'll find our website. You can also give us a call, 6023-3009.
Yep.
Okay, the Strider, the pronunciation is S-T-R-I-D-E-R. Okay, Strider Early Learning Program.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you search Strider Learning, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, you'll find us.
Okay. But I have some more questions.
Okay. Yes, sure.
Like my kid around 3 years old, okay?
Okay, yeah, great.
How long I can expect he can learn...He can, okay, for, you can
pedal two wheels,
yes,
start
right.
riding. It's different for all different children.
Yeah.
Okay, some children learn faster, some take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But overall, Coach Shui, what do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It depends on every child, you know, it depends on their physical strength and coordination and size, and they are all different. You know, some kids can learn in just one or two lessons, and other kids, you know, it might take a full program to actually learn to ride a two-wheel bike. But... You know, generally we find that the strider is such a good piece of equipment that the children don't actually need to sort of graduate to a two-wheel pedal bike until they're actually outgrowing the strider. You know, even when we give the children access to, say, a BMX bike with the small wheels that they can ride, you know, they still prefer by themselves to use the strider as their, you know, preferred method of transport, because there's such a well-thought-out and light and maneuverable piece of equipment for the children. You know, the BMX, traditional BMX bikes, you know, they weigh 5 or 6 kilograms more than a strider bike. You know, the top of the range strider bike only weighs 2 kilograms, whereas a traditional BMX, a children's BMX, will weigh 7 or 8 kilograms. So, you know, for kids riding around in a park or downstairs, you know, they can easily pick them up and lift them up a curb or over an obstacle, or if they crash, they can easily pick them up by themselves and, you know, continue on. So, you know, children, we find they actually prefer to ride a strider than a two-wheel bike anyway, you know. So it's a, you know, it's a good piece of equipment in that respect for a three-year-old, you know.
I think just to simply answer your question, our courses are 8 lessons.
8 lessons.
And lots of parents ask us, well, does that mean that after 8 lessons they can ride two-wheel bike? I also basically answer the same. I say, well, like I said, it's different for different children, but even if they don't know how to ride, they will start to learn how to balance much better. After 8 lessons.
But basically, I find that most of the kids, they can know how to balance the bike after the 8 lesson, right?
Most of them, yes.
Not 100%,
on the strider. I mean, they might not be able to graduate up onto a BMX or a proper pedal bike, but they will be starting to balance.
Okay.
Yeah, much better, the balancing.
That means now maybe the parent, you need to pay attention that your kid, there is another good method to learn.
It is.
Cycling.
You know what? Lots of parents actually, they can tell the difference between the first lesson and the 8th lesson.
Yeah.
They can see the difference.
Okay.
You know, well, my son couldn't do that in the first lesson. You know, so we're very happy.
Even from 2 years old.
Younger
than that.
Well, they start lesson at 2 years old, but we see a lot of them, they start before 2 years old to go on the strider.
Okay.
It's just that at 2 years old, we recommend coming to the lessons at 2 years old.
Yeah. Except the balance skill, will you teach, the safety skill or the safety concept?
Coach Chewy, do you want to go through all the skills we teach?
Yeah, okay. So our lessons, obviously, like we mentioned, it's an 8-lesson program.
Yep.
So we'll focus on a different technique during every lesson.
Lesson
one, we focus on the basic introduction to balancing and how to balance the bicycle. Lesson two, we move on to steering, because steering, you know, it's an integral part of learning how to balance on a two-wheel bike. And then when we move on to lesson three, we teach the children how to stop the bicycle safely and effectively, because we find, you know, knowing how to stop the bike is a great way to improve their confidence. And basically how I explain it is, if you jump in your car to drive down the street and your car didn't have any brakes, you wouldn't feel very confident in going very fast. And that's exactly how the children feel when they jump on a bicycle. If they know how to stop and control the speed, that actually gives them more confidence to go fast. And to answer your question is in regard to, do we focus on safety aspects and things like that? Yes, absolutely. We'll actually teach them traffic safety during our stopping lesson. So we teach
them a road safety lesson.
Road safety lesson, right. That's right. We teach them, you know, to recognize the colors, like the green is go and red is stop. You know, look left and right and things like that. And
also, when the parents have a command, if they hear the parents shout stop, the first thing the children do is stop.
Yeah.
Just for safety, in case they don't know anything's happening, but the parent can see something and they want them to stop. We also teach them that.
Yeah, that's right. So, and obviously, we focus on every child has to wear a helmet during the lesson.
That's
so that's obviously a safety element. And, you know, we recommend knee pads and gloves and elbow pads if they want to get involved in riding a little bit faster and things like that. So, you know, we go through the 8 lessons and we teach it step by step. So safety is a very important aspect of the class, because, you know, cycling is a relatively up-and-coming sport in Hong Kong, especially.
More popular.
Me being Australian and growing up in Australia, you know, it's part of what you do when you grow up as a kid. You know, you grow up, you have a BMX bike, and you ride around the street. But, you know, Hong Kong kids
different.
Don't really have the same
they
opportunity.
They all live in buildings.
They don't have the same opportunity as we have back in Australia to actually, you know, go and ride and experience the big open areas. So, you know, we feel happy to be able to bring that here to Hong Kong
and share that
with the Hong Kong kids. We get great joy out of doing this as well. So,
Okay, one more question. Maybe that will be let the parent more feel comfortable. Is how's the protection for a kid when they learn Strider bike? Protection, any pair,
yeah.
Any safety?
Well, like Coach Yu said, yeah. We always compulsory, we need children to wear helmets because that is the most important.
Helmet.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we recommend them to wear the elbow pads,
yeah.
knee pads, and gloves.
Okay.
And also children must wear shoes.
Okay.
They can't wear like slippers or sandals. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it is a cycling class, obviously. So, you know, we want the kids to be as safe as possible when they're actually doing the activities. But, you know,
The speeds are
relatively slow.
Yeah.
We actually teach indoors inside basketball courts and squash courts and things like that as well. Yes. So, you know, it's all very safe and controlled.
And I noticed lots of other programs, they really don't have a good, proper warm-up routine.
Yeah.
We always have a good, proper warm-up routine.
Oh, that means
so children can get ready
for the
sports.
That means you not only teach how to play cycling,
how to
cycle.
Yes.
Yeah, but also teach the concept of
the sports. Yes, overall sports. You need to warm up to do any sports.
Oh, that's great.
So that is very important. Lots of people miss that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that we have a good, solid routine for warm-up. Yeah.
That's great.
That's a very good point, Ricky, you got there. We call it the Strider Early Learning Program because, you know, we do focus on actually learning other things as well as cycling. You know, we go, obviously, like you said, we go through the safety, you know, we go through a proper warm-up and a cool-down. You know, there's a lot more to it than just a cycling class. Yeah. And obviously, Coach Brian and myself are both native English speakers, so there's a nice little bonus there that the children actually learn to speak English from a native English speaker, which I think, you know, a lot of the parents appreciate in Hong Kong. You know, English is very important for communication. So to hear people speak English, native tongue is quite a nice touch.
And we also teach the children the different parts of the bike as well.
Okay.
Yeah, like the seat or saddle, the wheels, handlebars, you know, the footrest, the bike frame, bike forks.
Yeah.
We teach them about the whole bike as well.
And then English too.
That's right, exactly. That's what Coach Yu's saying, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My final embarrassing question. I know many friends, even they are around maybe more than 15 years old or 20 years old, but they don't know how to cycle.
Yes.
They cannot make balance.
Do you know what? There is a big Strider bike for adults as well.
Yeah, will you teach them too? Can they join the terms?
We absolutely can. We actually encourage the parents to get involved in all our lessons. So we're a little bit different from other sort of learning programs or music class or whatever where children come along and their parents will drop them off and they'll go and have a coffee for an hour or go and do their shopping. Our class, we actually welcome the parents to join in all our activities. You know, they can even try the bike if they like. But the main thing is that they have some quality, you know, parent and child time together, you know, some family bonding time. And during our lesson, we explain in very great detail everything we're teaching the children, how to teach it, why we teach it, and we give them, you know, games and drills and things and that they can actually go and practice at home and on the weekend, you know, after class, you know. So they can actually, you know, we've only got an hour to teach what we teach in each lesson, so you know, it's important that the parents, you know, are well-educated and know what they're doing when they go home and they can do all the activities at home with their kids as well and, you know, make the class a bit more sort of a take-home thing as well. So it's, we pride ourselves on teaching the parents exactly what we teach in the classes as
well. So they bring it home and continue.
Okay, that means, okay, maybe if I bring my kid to join the
course. We're not going to tell you to go have a coffee and come back in one
hour. Okay.
We will actually teach you as well.
I have one more chance to learn from you too.
Yeah, you can learn as well. Yes, that's right.
One more chance to learn from you.
That's right.
Okay. Fans, Brian and
no problem.
Chiri. Okay. If you need to join the course, you remember this wording. Strider Early Learning Program. Okay.
That's right.
The pronunciation is STRIDER.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Program.
That's right.
That will be okay.
So you can just go to striderlearning.com.
Oh, Strider.
That's the easiest way. Yeah.
Okay. Can contact Brian and Chiri.
Or Chiri. Yep.
Okay.
You can email us, call us by phone. Yeah. Or you can sign up right there at the website.
Okay. So, fans.
No problem. It was great coming
Brian
up.
And Chiri.
Yeah. Thanks very much
for
having us, Ricky.
Hope to see you guys soon, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.